We work efficiently and we're trained to kill. No race, no religion, no free will. There is no point in resisting, why even try? Everything we never needed, soon we wish to buy. Steel and raw sex appeal, manipulated by the living, in money we trust. What the companies are preaching is gospel to us.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and any other genre I can pretend that fits into that kind of big cloud of stuff. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, tonight on my own in the studio. Just going to bring you a bunch of tunes and a bit of news and things like that. And I opened tonight with Division, very synth poppy, and some new material from them. And that was the opening track off their latest album, Popgiffer. And that was called Mandroids, or Androids, as the A is capitalised. But that nicely leads me into a piece of news I'm not going to be able to wait until the middle of the show for. I'm going to have to tell you already, if you don't already know. It seems that Infest has been announced. It is happening this year, which is just extremely good news. It's always good to have a good local electronic industrial festival. And it's happening back at its usual venue of Bradford Student Union. I believe it's running on slightly diminished capacity this time round, so if you want to go, get your tickets in early. I believe tickets are selling thoroughly healthily already, and a number of bands have already been announced. Let me just get that list of information up in front of me, because, yes, I'll let you know who it is. It's D-Vision, who I played there, Pattern Bridge Wolf, Paralox, Aria, Northern Kind, Concrete Lung, XRX and Mandroid. I am just so over the moon to be able to imagine that in a few months' time I'm going to be able to see Mandroid gracing that famous stage of all those electronic heroes, and they're coming back in time. Anyone who's listened to this show will have heard some Mandroid and will know exactly how silly they are. But yes, it should be awesome. It's on the same weekend as always, on the 27th to the 29th. That's Bank Holiday weekend in August. So it should be awesome. Anyway, there's loads of stuff I can natter to you about, but I'm going to play some more tunes. I'm going to carry on with a track by another artist who's confirmed for Infest. This is some Aria.
Thank you. For one local band, every day is a gift. For one local band, every day is a gift.
Awesome stuff there. That was Noise FX with White Noise. That's the GIF mix from the Electronic Saviors compilation. A compilation I have been nattering on about for ages, and by the looks of it, will continue to do so. I've given it a thoroughly good listen, and it's just chock full of really good tracks, and it's one of them albums that fits together really well. You can play through the CDs, and it's huge. It's massive. It's 5 CDs long. Well worth your money if you're interested in that kind of stuff, and it's going to be making me listen to a lot, load of new bands I'd never really listened to as well, so it's a dangerous and expensive thing. Before that, we had Zombie Girl with The Darkness, the Darker mix by Comar Commando. Now, I wasn't particularly expecting much new Zombie Girl material, and it just crept up on me. That was discovered on the Sounds from the Matrix Volume 10, an Alpha Matrix promo sampler thing that usually gets thrown in if you buy direct from Alpha Matrix, and sometimes appears on shop websites and download sites. So Sounds from the Matrix compilations are usually a very good way of listening to various Alpha Matrix artists, and new Zombie Girl stuff by the sound of it. Caught me out a little there. And before that we had Ario with Suck It Up from the Hearts for Bullets album. Great stuff, and looking forward to seeing her and D-Vision and a number of other people at Infest. And spookily, just as I was chatting through that first opening link, my phone went off and received a text message, and I was thinking, ah, damn it, forgot to turn my phone off, meant to have phone stuff in the studio, that kind of thing. And it was actually a text message telling me some more bands have been confirmed for Infest, so it was absolutely brilliant that I left it on by accident. Anyway, this is Memmaker. Project Pitchfork and Nackmire have all been announced for Infest, so that's all good stuff. We're looking forward to seeing all those. I think the Memmaker is going to make a certain selection of my friends just wet themselves a little. They're going to squee so much at that because they're going to be that excited. Memmaker has been played on the show before a while back when we were having Adam as guest DJ, so yeah, he's going to be very excited. But now I'm going to continue. I'm going to run down a big list of events and stuff going on in April in a little bit. But as usual, I'm going to play a couple more tunes first. And this is a release by Altered and Ruin. They basically decided that they've not really released anything UK-ish or anything outside of North America. Obviously, people have been able to buy via the internet and international post and get these kind of releases, and they've got a bit of a fan base here, but they've decided to release a compilation, the best tracks off their first three albums. So this is a track from that, so it's kind of an old track from theirs, but it's a bit new to me because I've only just got into them in the last album. So this is Stage of Ruin by Altered and Ruin. We'll be right back.
will ever end.
You're still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was... who was that? That was Razor Fade with a track called Liberation. Now, that's a band I've never heard of before, in the slightest, but found them on the Sounds from the Matrix, Alpha Matrix compilation, sampler compilation. And great stuff from them. I'll be checking them out in the future. That's basically what how compilations work. You discover new bands. And before that, we had Alter the Ruin with Stage of Ruin from their new release, Why Can't We Have Nice Things, which is a compilation of good stuff from their first three albums, if you don't already have it. Great introduction to the band, basically, and good stuff to hear on there. Right, about time to run down the news and gigs and all that kind of stuff, and there's quite a bit to go through. I've already covered Infest, I've already covered Alter the Ruin's release, and I'm pretty much, what else have I got in front of me? I've got a list of Dependent releases. Dependent dropped me a line saying, we're releasing stuff, talk about it. So Decoded Feedback are going to release their first album in 5 years called Aftermath, and that comes out in May. So that's only a few weeks away. Decoded Feedback being quite a fun band that we played on the show before, but not for a while. But then again, they haven't released out in a while. Also, Edge of Dawn, again, are having a new album coming out, which involves the awesome vocals of Frank Spineth from Seabound. And that, again, is also due in May, and that is an album called Anything That Gets You Through the Night. So looking forward to seeing that as well. All good stuff from them, always. And also Frontline Assembly are due to release Improvised Electronic Device on June 25th. So a few releases from Dependent and of bands that have usually played quite a lot on this show. So all good stuff from them. Right, let's see if we've got anything else. We've got a big list of gigs and events going on, so I'll run straight into them. On Saturday, the 10th of April, this coming Saturday, we have Darklands at the Stereo in York. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m, £4 on the door, and more information can be found at myspace.com/darklandsclubnight. So that's York's regular night there. On Wednesday, the 14th of April, there is Angel Spit playing the Corporation in Sheffield. They're supported by Sea Digest and The Ladder. That's £10 in advance. Doors are 7 p.m. and more information can be found at corporation.org.uk. The following Saturday, we have the usual Wendy House on the third Saturday of the month. It's always the third Saturday of the month. So the Wendy House at Leeds Uni SU over in Leeds. And that runs from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's £5 on the door. It's got two rooms. It's got the massive main room of goth, cheese, rock, bit of everything going on in there, and it's got the kind of hard dance electronic room, more industrial stuff, I call the Mutate Room, at the side. And more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Now, I think I ran through this last time, but for people who don't listen every single week, I will run down it again. We have a list of what's going on in Whitby. Now, you've probably already decided to go if you're going or not, if you're not. But the official lineup is listed as Anne-Marie Hurst from Ghost Dance, Skeletal Family, Deviant UK, In Isolation, Pretentious Moi, The Deep End, and Vendemian. That's the official events. I believe three bands per night over the two nights. And the unofficial events, there's loads of unofficial events, but just touching the cloth of the events listed, I've got in front of me on the... what's it called? I'm not quite sure what it's called, actually. It's kind of an alternative, but there's many alternatives in Whitby. On Friday the 23rd, there's UFX and Mandroid, followed by a night of Charnel House DJs versus Wendy House DJs. On Saturday the 24th, there's Nosferatu and Luxury Stranger. And on Sunday the 25th, there's Uberbyte and AFX. There's also it's probably worth mentioning where that is. That's at the Shambles Bar at the Marketplace in Whitby. It's also worth mentioning at the Raw off Baxtergate, there's Wasteland on Friday the 23rd, featuring DJs Pyromancer and Avitaria. Pyromancer, who's been on the show before, and also does a lot of DJing for the Black Sheep night. What else have we got? Black Veil returns, yes. Skipping on from the Whitbyness, Black Veil returns. Now, that's had some venue issues since it left the Wellington Leeds a month or so ago, but it sounds like it's on track to return. It's listed as returning on the first Saturday of the month, starting on Saturday, May the 1st, and it's going to be in the Cellar Bar in the George on Great George Street in Leeds. That runs from 8 p.m. till late, and it's £2.50 on the door. More information will be found at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. What else is it worth noting? Saturday the 29th of May, we have Carpe Noctum returning here in Bradford. And to kick off its return, they've got a band. They've got Rhombus, the mighty Rhombus from Yorkshire mainly. And that's at the Zoo Bar. And it's £3 on the door. And more information will be at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. And there's always the weekly nights. There's the Bad Moon Rising every Thursday here in Bradford at the Zoo Bar. At the Zoo Bar, more information at gothupnorth.co.uk. That's every Thursday. And every Sunday, there's Black Sheep in Leeds at the Subculture. Again, weekly, both three nights. So loads of stuff going on. And I pretty much only touched the surface. There's just, you know, if you dig around like the Whitby events, you find even more. And if you've got a slightly different taste of music, you'll find even more gigs. So there's loads going on at the moment. This summer's looking like it's absolutely packed for stuff to do, especially if you don't mind jumping on a train and travelling to another city or something like that. There's just something every weekend by the looks of it. As always, double check these venues before you set off, because things can change between me reading this out and the event actually happening. Even though it might only be a couple of days away, stuff can change, bands can change lineups and cancel and all that kind of stuff. So it's well worth always double checking the details before you set off, because things sometimes do go wrong and change. So don't just believe me. Feel free to double check as well. And as always, if you've got anything, if you know about any kind of gigs you want me to mention that are kind of fit into this genre, drop me a line. Get in touch through the BCB Radio website, bcbradio.co.uk. You can find the show on there, find Nigel or Dax Simulation, and you should be able to get in touch. Right, now that's been far too much nattering compared to the amount of tunes I've been playing, so I need to get the balance redressed. Let's carry on with some Cyavia.
Is it all going to pass for you? Don't everyone really notice you? Can't you keep up the pace so we need to slow down for you? Well, sometimes you need to make some shit, you know it's not all about you. I don't care if it's right or wrong, but it's not all about you. We'll be right back.
Time. Hold your hand before I die.
That was Mind in a Box with 8-Bits from their recent album Retro. Now, I think I might have mentioned this on the last show, but certainly I'll run through it now. Mind in a Box have basically taken it on upon themselves to release an album themed around 8-bit computer music, and half the album are kind of covers of famous songs from that 8-bit era, things like The Last Ninja and things like that, and Light Force. They've done versions of those tunes, but in their own way. And there's a number of other tunes, like 8-bits that I just played there, that have their own feel and aren't actually a copy of a computer tune, but everything's credited, and it's got a really nice feel to it. I grew up with an 8-bit computer and just love that kind of rhythms and kind of rawness of the sounds you got. That was just so good. Took me back a little, but yeah. So if you like your 8-bit music, Mind in the Box have released Retro, and it's well worth getting your hands on. Before that, we had Encoder with Jim's Song, from the Electronic Saviors compilation. Just really good track, that. It just works for me a lot. And before that, we had Cyavia with Not All About You from Electric. Electric being this odd album that I had a couple of weeks ago and didn't play any of on this show. I've no idea why. It just kind of fell out of my CD bag or just was under the coat at the coat stand or something. It wasn't anywhere I could find it, and I didn't actually think to go digging for it. It was only after the show that I went, oh man, I've got this album. You should have played some of this. So yeah, you've got some Cyavia. It's a good album, that, and I'll be playing more of that in the future. Now, trying to keep with a bit of the excitedness, oh yay, Infest is still happening, kindness, I'm going to carry on with I think I'll go play some Paralox, because they're playing, but I'm also going to play next some Edge of Dawn, given that they've announced they've got an album coming out in May. So keeping it all appropriate, I'm going to start with the Edge of Dawn. This is something from a while back of theirs. Which CD is it? It's that one. It's this is The Flight.
Absolute control, it's all worked like a mine. He would exploit the present, flood dead ends. If they sparkle, stakes would sometimes be too high. He was offered a buffet of seduction, more delight than man can take. Easy target, king of diamonds. His fate was sealed, the spell he could not shake. Losing ground is what it takes if you really want to fly. Time for it from the gods, you pay more than one life. Losing ground is what it takes if you really want to fly. My love, don't cry. They were never meant to last, she was never meant to lie. Goodbye, my love, goodbye.
That was Edge of Dawn with The Flight, and I'm going to leave you tonight with Paralox with Isn't It Strange from their album State of Decay, and they're going to be playing this year's upcoming Infest here in Bradford. I think I may have mistaken and not actually given you the Infest website URL, and I'm going to correct that now. It's infestuk.com. So go there for all the details, ticket prices, dates, exact up-to-date lineup, all that kind of thing, all up there. But I just want to say thank you for listening. That's all I've got time for tonight. I'll be back in a couple of weeks' time, probably nattering on about more of the same. And this is it. Good night. And I'm going to leave you with Paralox. I'm
Please.